This is New England Public Media. Three candidates are running to replace a retiring Massachusetts state representative in the 9th Hampden District, which includes part of Springfield and a small part of Chicopee. At a recent forum on Focus Springfield TV, the contenders tried to make clear what sets them apart. New England Public Media's Alden Bourne reports.
Representative Jose Tosado announced in January that he would not seek another term. Those running for his seat are Springfield School Committee member Denise Hurst, Springfield City Councilor Orlando Ramos, and Sean Mullen, who's an office manager at a Springfield church. During a candidate forum, the three were asked what their number one policy priority would be. Orlando Ramos went first.
My number one priority is to have a responsible and smart response, recovery, and resiliency plan for COVID-19.
Hurst said that while it'd be fantastic to be able to only focus on COVID-19, she'd put her attention on existing racist policies and legislation.
We have to remember that once we're on the other side of this, that there are still systemic and institutional barriers that we have to think about that have truly laid the foundation of the devastating impacts that this virus has had.
Sean Mullen said with people losing jobs because of COVID-19, tenant protections would be at the top of his list.
I think it's really important that we pass legislation that protects both tenants and homeowners from eviction and foreclosure, and that also helps address problems with housing affordability.
The forum was sponsored by three groups focused on local agriculture and accessibility to healthy food, and by the Urban League of Springfield. All three candidates said they would like to see more community gardens and fewer food deserts. They wrapped up by highlighting their experience. Ramos reminded viewers they were electing a lawmaker.
I'm the only candidate in this race that has ever written a law, and I'm ready to go to Boston and fight and work on day one.
While Hurst and Mullen haven't written laws, they want it known that they've lobbied for specific causes in Boston.
I have helped to enact amazing policies that have truly helped to change the lives of those here in Western Massachusetts through the Student Opportunity Act, through the Gender Equity Bill, to the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act.
I've traveled many times to Beacon Hill to advocate for different issues ranging from $15 an hour, which is now law, along with paid family and medical leave, to tenant protections and automatic voter registration.
There is no Republican running, so whoever wins the primary next Tuesday will likely be the winner in November. For New England Public Media, I'm Alden Bourne.